Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. On this week's episode, NAHU's Marcy Buckner and myself, Dan Sampson, will preview NAHU's upcoming Capital Conference and what attendees should know before they go. We'll look at the week's agenda, including the not-to-miss speakers and sessions, how the tailored talking points work for delivering our message on Capitol Hill, and highlight some of NAHU's federal legislative priorities that we'll be advocating during Capitol Conference. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and to rate us. The podcast is posted every Friday on these platforms ahead of being distributed through NAHU's member-exclusive health policy newsletter, The Washington Update, giving you a head start on your weekly healthcare happy hour. Marcy, thank you for joining me for today's podcast on everything about Capitol Conference. Before we get too far into today's episode, can you tell us more about what Cap Conference is?
As many of you know, Capitol Conference is our premier legislative event for the National Association of Health Underwriters. This is our 29th year of coming together in DC, bringing our members from across the country to the Capitol to go to the Hill and lobby for our issues. This combines direct lobbying with your elected officials, with top industry policy leaders, and gives our members a chance to network with other NAHU members and to attend sessions on the latest health policy trends.
Why should somebody come to Capitol Conference if they are not already registered?
If you're not already registered, there's still time. You can register in person at the event. We have the top agents that are in attendance. So if you're not coming, you're really missing out on the chance to meet with other top agents in your industry, as well as to meet with your members of Congress and hear directly from the regulators from the Trump administration. At this point, we have at least three members of the Trump administration that will be in attendance. So we're really excited to hear from them.
And just some key information on Capitol Conference. It is being held February 25th through 27th here in Washington, D.C. Same location as always, the Hyatt Regency, just a few blocks away from Capitol Hill and Union Station. And their lobbying days were going to be on the Hill are going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. And for those who are at the conference, Marcy, what are some ways that people can stay up to date on what is happening?
So for those coming to the conference, we will have an app on the iTunes Store as well as the Google Play Store. On the app, you'll find the best ways to stay up to date, including the agenda, any changes that we have with speakers, as from time to time, we do have a few changes since these folks are coming directly from the Hill or from the White House. We'll also have some of our policy papers available there, a map of the Capitol to help you get around, along with some of the extracurricular activities like the HUPAC bowling event and the Top of the Hill event on Tuesday evening. That allows for folks who are registered for the event to rub elbows with some of our elected officials.
And as members are going around Capitol Hill, what are some things that they should keep in mind in terms of meeting etiquette?
Well, for one piece, while we're in our general sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday, the media will be present. So I do just want to remind folks of that. Also, while we don't intend you to quit your day job, we do know that you are still going to be getting calls from clients. We do encourage you to take your phone calls and any networking outside into the hallways of the hotel instead of in the exhibit hall where we will be having, like I said, some high-profile members of Congress and the administration there speaking. If you have any questions while people are speaking in the general sessions, we will have NAHU staff coming around with note cards for you to be able to write your question down, and we'll have it addressed towards the end of their speaking session. We also have a dress code. We do ask that you dress in business attire, so suits for men and the equivalent for women. And also to keep in mind to dress appropriately for the weather. Right now, the forecast is for the temperature to be in the low 50s with about a 40% chance of rain almost every day. So make sure that you bring your coats, your umbrellas, and also some comfortable walking shoes for walking around the Hill.
You mentioned the questions. One of the things that we are going to be doing this year is for our compliance session on Wednesday, you will be able to ask your questions by dropping it in a note card at any point during the conference. And we'll be taking those questions in the session on Wednesday, and we'll get to that a little bit later. looking at sort of the timeline of events, on Sunday, registration will be opening at 11 a.m. It'll be open until 5 p.m. and they'll be downstairs behind the escalator as we have had it in the past couple of years. And then later in the evening, we will be having our welcome reception from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the Thornton Room, and that is at the top of the Hyatt Regency. It's a great networking opportunity. NAHU government affairs staff will also be there. And there will be a limited amount of drink tickets and a cash bar as well.
And a big thank you to UMB for hosting that welcome reception.
Afterwards, we encourage you to head on over to Lucky Strike, which is DC's premier bowling alley. From 8 to 11, HUPAC and the Vanguard Council will be hosting their joint bowling party. The cost is $50 and includes shoes, bowling, appetizers, and drink tickets. That cost does go towards your HUPAC contribution for the year. Tickets are still available, but we do expect them to be selling out.
And the HUPAC event is not just for bowling. It's also a great time to network with other members of NEHU, a great time to say hello to your fellow members that maybe you haven't seen in a while and visit and catch up. But do make sure that you get to bed on time because we're going to start very early on Monday morning.
Turning the page to the schedule on Monday, registration again opens up at 7:30 in the morning. It'll be open until 4 o'clock. Continental breakfast is also going to be available from 7:30 to 8 with the sponsors and the sponsors lounge. And then at 8 o'clock, we start the session with our breakout meetings for state and local legislative chairs, HUPAC chairs, and media chairs.
That's right. And then just after 9 o'clock, we are going to start with our general session, which will include an overview of our federal priorities and our talking points. And I'll talk about the logistics about that in a few moments, as well as our keynote speakers, political prognosticators Charlie Cook and Stu Rothenberg.
And then at noon until 1:15, you have an opportunity to have lunch on your own. There is a lunch buffet available in the Hyatt Regency. There's also a number of restaurants nearby, including Art and Soul just across the street.
After lunch, we'll come back and have a town hall meeting where your questions will be able to be posed to Janet Trotwine, our CEO, along with Rusty Rice, NEHU's president, and Nick Moriello, our legislative council chair, and Jessica Watts, our vice chair. After the town hall, we'll go into breakout sessions looking at several different aspects of single payer, the different pathways of association health plans, what to expect from the final HRA rules, a panel on Medicare, another speaker on strategies to lower healthcare costs, and a special session for LPRT qualifiers on how the role of agents has changed in today's new world of healthcare.
And for those of you who are not able to make Janet's session on the Many Faces of Single Payer last year, you won't want to miss this opportunity to hear her on the Many More Faces of Single Payer, which will go into a lot more detail on all the different proposals that are being offered on single payer and how they relate to a payer elsewhere. After the breakout sessions, we have the NAHU regional meetings, and this is where you'll be receiving your customized talking points.
This year, we're doing a similar plan that we have used in the past couple of years with our talking points. We are customizing them to the individual member of Congress, depending on their position on some of our different issues and the best way to discuss those issues with that member of Congress. So prior to arriving at Capitol Conference, you should have received a copy of your member of Congress and senator's talking points from your legislative chair. NEHU will be distributing those the week before Capitol Conference to each state legislative chair, who is then responsible to send those out to the constituents from each state that will be meeting with the members of Congress. These are just for you to look over. They'll be in an electronic format. You'll then receive the printed talking points that we will provide to you in nice folders to leave behind with those members of Congress on Monday evening at your regional meetings.
And then after you receive your talking points, you will be able to have dinner on your own. This is often a night when many of our state chapters have their state dinners.
The next morning, we'll start off rearing to go with a member of the Trump administration, John O'Brien. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Health Policy for Planning and Evaluation. And Mr. O'Brien is going to come and talk to us about the American Patients First plan to lower drug prices. He was also one of the leading folks responsible for the proposed rule that we received just a couple of weeks ago on rebating in Medicare plans. The proposed rule would do away with the rebating in prescription drug plans for Medicare and for some other plans. So we are going to be able to hear directly from him on Tuesday morning. After that, we'll also have as a guest John Arensmeyer from the Small Business Majority, and he's going to talk to us about some of the issues that are facing small businesses, specifically in the health insurance market. Brian Blaze, also from the White House, will be joining us. He's the Special Assistant to the President for Economic Policy and the Chair of the National Economic Council. And so obviously he's going to talk to us about how economics falls into the policy of healthcare, but he's also very focused on the expansion of HRAs and HSAs. So we're expecting him to touch on those issues. Another lead issue for us is the opposition of Medicare for All, and we'll have as a guest the executive director of the Partnership for America's Healthcare Future, Lauren Crawford Shaver, who's going to come and talk to us about the many different proposals for Medicare for All and where the dangers lie within these.
NHU's Capital Conference couldn't come at a better time after we just had the Medicare for All Week of Action, which is the proponents of Medicare for All lobbying lawmakers on the Hill. So we'll have an opportunity to counter that message. And for those of you who have not yet taken action on the Operation Shout that we had going out to members of Congress and why we oppose Medicare for All, we do encourage you to take action so we can make sure that our voices are heard on that, both in our grassroots messaging and on the Hill during Capitol Conference.
That's right, Dan. And there will be points on this included in your talking points, so you won't have to worry about thinking of what to say. We'll have that provided for you. And then on Tuesday, before we adjourn to let you all out for lunch and to your visits on the Hill, we will end with the legislative awards for chapters and individuals of NEHU, as well as a sit down with our CEO, Janet Trotwine, and Stacey Barrow of Maratha, Sparrow, Weatherhead, and Lent, who assist us as ERISA attorneys on many of our compliance issues.
And then the whole afternoon is there for you to go lobbying on Capitol Hill. This is where you're going to be making use of your customized talking points. So it's important that you meet up with your state delegation members ahead of time on Monday evening, go over your talking points, make sure you understand them forwards and backwards so you're able to effectively lobby on those issues when you do have your meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon.
And Tuesday evening, after you're done with your appointments on the Hill, there is the HUPAC reception at the top of the Hyatt. So the top floor of the Hyatt, where we will be hosting all of our other events. And this does require registration. If you're a Capital Club donor for HUPAC, the event is included in your registration. If you are not, registration is required and there is an additional fee to attend the event. Dan, why don't you give us a quick run through of who we're expecting to see there?
There are a number of newly elected lawmakers that will be joining us this year, including Senator Jackie Rosen from Nevada, Senator Martha McSally from Arizona, and Senator Mike Braun from Indiana, as well as new representatives Dan Crenshaw from Texas and Lauren Underwood from Illinois. Other names you might recognize are Adam Kinzinger, also from Illinois, Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, and Representative Patrick McHenry, who's in Republican leadership. They will also be there, as well as about two dozen members of Congress. They'll be joining us for this year's reception. And again, this is at a new location compared to previous years. It's at the top floor of the hotel. So after you're done with your lobbying visits, you don't have to go far, just back to the top of the hotel, and we will be right there.
Wednesday morning, we'll kick off again with another Continental Breakfast from our sponsors, and then we'll kick into high gear with our general session. We are going to be joined by JP Weiske, who's going to be joining us to talk about state advocacy and the relationship between the federal government and state governments and how those two really work together and the influence that the federal government can have on state policy. We're also going to hear from a number of representatives, including Larry Bashan from Indiana, Angie Craig from Minnesota, Mike Gallagher, and Ed Perlmutter will be coming and talking to us about their bipartisan efforts for transparency. Representative Amy Barra from California, and Representative Susan DelBene from Washington. Others that will join us that morning include Suzanne DelBanco from the Catalyst for Payment Reform. We'll also have a special session with members of our Compliance Corner, led by the Compliance Corner Chair, Joan Fusco. Throughout the conference, we'll have question boxes available for you to submit your question for the Compliance Corner to be answered live from the stage on Wednesday morning. We're really excited to be able to feature this from the main stage, and so we hope that you come with your questions ready. We'll also have available cards during the session in case you didn't get a chance or think of a question at the last minute for you to be able to write down your question and submit it to our experts. And we will be concluding our event with HHS senior official Randy Pate, who is the head of SSIO and healthcare.gov.
Then we begin to wrap up. So we have the HUPAC Capital Club Luncheon, which is by invitation for those who qualify by giving the minimum of $1,000 per year to HUPAC. That lunch is being held in the Thornton Room, again, at the top floor of the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And our guest speaker this year is Representative Josh Gottheimer from New Jersey. And he is one of the duos of the Problem Solvers Caucus, who has been working on putting together bipartisan solutions. And we're very excited to have him and hear his thoughts on bipartisan solutions for healthcare this year. And then we'll be continuing our lobbying visits on Wednesday afternoon for those that you were not able to get to on Tuesday afternoon. Now, Marcy, let's get into a little bit more detail on those Capitol Hill visits. How should members go about making these appointments if they've not done so already?
Most of our states have already logged their appointments. If you haven't already, or you're not sure if your state has done that, we encourage you to reach out to the leadership in your state, the state legislative chairs, or your state president. Oftentimes, each legislative chair has a committee that helps them to log the appointments. So if you're not sure if an appointment has been made, please check in with your state legislative chair and ask and make sure that you're included in that. If you need help with that, you can reach out to NAHU staff, and we'll have our contact information available, obviously online on the NAHU website, but also in the Washington Update article regarding preparing for Capitol Conference.
And please log your visits ahead of time so that we're able to track those and know who is meeting with who and at what time, so we're able to make sure we're able to follow up accordingly.
And we do encourage you to try to make sure that you make your appointments for Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday afternoon. We have a lot of high-profile speakers that are coming on Tuesday and Wednesday morning, and we want to make sure that you're there to experience that and you don't miss out.
And with Tuesday afternoon, if you do plan on coming to the HUPAC reception, be sure to keep that time in mind so you don't have a meeting starting at 5 o'clock when the HUPAC reception is also going on and you're able to make the most of your evening. Now, we got into some of the meeting etiquette earlier, but what are some other things that members should keep in mind in terms of on the Hill?
So specific to your meetings with members of Congress, make sure that you show up on time. They often are running on a very tight schedule, and so making sure that you're showing up at the appropriate time that you've selected with the office really makes a big difference. Also remember, when you're trying to make sure you show up on time, that each office building on the Hill does have security similar to airport security. So make sure that you are wearing appropriate shoes and be prepared that you may have to take off your belt if you don't have one of the special belts like some of our NAHU lobbyists have to make sure that they can sail through security without setting it off. It's also important to make sure that you have a constituent with you, someone who lives or works in the member of Congress's district. Members of Congress are much more likely to respond to someone who's in their district, although they will meet with you if you are from their state. We also suggest having someone designated to follow up from the meeting and send notes, send a reminder to the staffer and a thank you for meeting with them, as well as designating someone to be the lead on different talking points. Usually our groups like to divvy up the talking points depending on practice area of our members that are attending the meetings.
And it's really important to speak with one voice when you're at these Hill appointments.
And when Dan says speak with one voice, he doesn't just mean within the NAHU members that are in the room and in that meeting. He means speaking with one voice of the policy and the position that NAHU has taken within our talking points that we've talked with you about in our general sessions during Capitol Conference and through many of our communications through the Washington Update and social media. The strength of our voice together is magnified. And when we have members who come with NAHU and lobby on the Hill and they share a message that's not the same as what NAHU has been using on the Hill and with our lobbyists from week to week, it's very confusing to the members of Congress and to those offices. And it leaves them not really knowing where NAHU stands. And so it's really important that we all speak with one voice and share the same united message in order to get the most amount of support that we can on each our issues.
And again, it's really important to know the legislative office that you're speaking to, and you're making sure that you're tailoring your message and understanding the background in which they are coming from, whether they're someone who's a single-payer advocate, whether they're somebody who's on the reverse end of the spectrum, and knowing what message is most likely to resonate with that particular legislator.
And that's where our tailored talking points really come in to help.
And then we'll give you more information on whether they support or oppose us on various issues and whether they're co-sponsors of our legislative priorities or not. So you will have that information available to you.
You'll also have, via the app, digital versions of our different positions on issues. So you can email them straight from the app to the members of Congress or their staff that you're meeting with without having to worry about bringing any printouts or anything like that. So all you'll need will be the folder with your talking points in it that you can leave behind with the member of Congress, as well as the app, that which will provide you with any background information that you need to be able to send.
And we've talked a lot about our talking points. Marcy, can you go into a little bit more detail about what is actually on our talking points?
Thanks, Dan. Yes. So this is a great chance to put your podcast listening to practice. These are all issues that we've talked about on the podcast from time to time. So looking at the individual market and market stability, we're going to be focusing on ways that we can enhance the individual market. One of our premier issues that we'll be talking about with every office is the availability of funds for states to create high-risk pools or reinsurance programs. So far, we've had a handful of states that have done so through 1332 waivers, and those states that have been able to put this in practice already or are planning it for this plan year have shown either a stabilization of premiums or a decrease in premiums. So we really want to make sure that we emphasize this with members of Congress as something that they could possibly do through legislation to make more federal funds available to states to set up these programs. In the employer market, we are working to emphasize the preservation of the employer exclusion. Again, this is what allows employees to deduct from their income the funds that employers put towards their health insurance costs, and it lowers the taxable income of both employees and employers when they're reporting that income on their taxes. We also believe that preservation of the employer exclusion is something that will help to preserve employer-sponsored coverage, which is one of the markets that's the most stable right now. We'll also be focusing on employer reporting and promoting our prospective employer reporting process, which will allow employers to report upfront who they're offering coverage to instead of at the back end, which is adding excessive reporting requirements. One of our premier issues will be asking for a full repeal of ACA taxes, including the Cadillac tax and the health insurance tax. These are two issues that do currently have bills pending. The Cadillac tax has a repeal bill pending in the House, and the HIT tax has two bills in the Senate, one that's a full repeal and one that is another delay of the health insurance tax. We'll also have some talking points on Medicare for All and the effect that it could have on consumers, both with the cost and increase in taxes, as well as the impact it could have on consumer choice in the market, not just for plans that would be available, but also their choices in doctors and care that could happen as a result of some of the plans that we see pending in Medicare for All. And then finally, we have some of our Medicare issues that we've been working on for quite some time, including COBRA being treated as creditable coverage, similar to other employer coverage, changing some of the scope of appointment language that is a barrier for repeated visits with clients for those of you that work in Medicare, and looking at changing the definition of observation status and that 3-midnight rule. We will be going over all of these issues in depth on Monday morning, so please make sure that you bring your notebooks. So we'll be taking lots of notes and going into each issue specifically to give you some helpful pointers on how to discuss these with your members of Congress.
As we wrap up the podcast today, just want to give you some more tips and advice ahead of you coming to Capitol Conference. One, we do have CapCon Plus available that allows you to purchase the recordings synced to the slides of the sessions you'll be attending at Capitol Conference. If you do take any pictures during the conference, we do encourage you to post those on social media.
And there will be some templates on the app that will help you to do so. If you are not very savvy at social media, but you still want to post, we'll have some sample tweets and posts for Facebook and LinkedIn. So you can share those pictures and make sure that everyone knows that you're in DC for Capitol Conference.
And when you are here in DC, we do have a pretty packed schedule of all sorts of speakers and events, but there will also be time for you to go out and explore the city. But we do encourage you to make sure you do that during your own time and not during the Capitol Conference time. We will be learning about our issues and how to effectively lobby members of Congress.
You've also received, if you're registered for Capitol Conference, a letter that you can send to your clients, making them aware that you're coming to DC to advocate on their behalf and asking them if there are any issues that they would like you to bring up while you're meeting with their members of Congress.
And finally, we do encourage you to make sure you fill out your feedback form forms, you should have one person assigned to all of your meetings that is responsible for taking down notes and providing feedback on those meetings so that NHU lobbyists who work day to day throughout the year, going to these various Capitol Hill offices and meeting with lawmakers and their staff, that they have this background information from the constituent in that office who met during Capitol Conference that they can refer back to. And if there's anything that we need to follow up on, we're able to do so.
This is probably one of the most important things that we ask you to do. If we don't know what was said in that meeting, we can't follow up on it. So oftentimes during Capitol Conference, our members will meet with members of Congress. And in those meetings, staffers or the representative or senator themselves will offer themselves as a co-sponsor to some of our bills. If that information doesn't get back to us, we can't follow up and make sure that they sign on. So I can't emphasize enough how important it is to fill out that feedback.
And as we wrap up today's podcast, we do want to do our NHU Healthcare Happy Hour Toast of the Week. Marcy, what are we going to be toasting to this week?
This week, we're toasting to all of our members that will be joining us here in DC for Capitol Conference starting February 25th.
Cheers!
Thank you for joining us for this week's installment of the NHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. For more information on NAHU's government affairs efforts, or to join as a member of NAHU, visit nahu.org.